Hi there, and welcome to Voyage here on CKUW. My name's Keith Black, and as always, well, almost always, it's time for 3 hours of jazz between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock here live at CKUW. We also stream live, so I'm live in the studio, but you could be live anywhere in the world and be listening to this at CKUW.ca. And we archive our shows there as well, so you could be listening, I don't know, weeks from now. But however you got to be hearing my voice and soon to be hearing some neat music, welcome, and I'm glad that you have made it to this part of the cyber world or the real world, depending on who you're listening to when. As always, this show will have some of the best in the current world of jazz. I try and follow as many of the trends as I can with the time limits, and believe me, there's so much more music than I'm able to wedge into 3 hours. But I also take time out of that 3 hours to do a historical segment every week because, as the old saying goes, you can't tell where you are if you can't tell where you've been. And so I try and do a historical segment from anywhere, way back sometimes and not too far back other times. Today, back to the 50s, actually. Anyhow, I will go through the playlist briefly, and then I'll go back and introduce each of the artists as I get there. Starting off today is one of the very top saxophonists in the current jazz world, James Brandon Lewis. Following that, one of the great jazz people in Canada, Christine Jensen on saxophone with her latest, it's not brand new, but her latest album. Following that, a very interesting duet album with the pianist Satoko Fuji and her actual partner, trumpeter Natsuki Tamura. And I'll have some things to say about that album when I get there, for sure. Following that, I dug out the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra from last year, I think, from a very neat album, and that will follow that. And then from the GTA, Ernesto Cervini, terrific musician, publicist, promoter of Canadian jazz, absolutely great guy, from his latest album with his group Turboprop. And following that, my historical segment, which today is the baritone Jerry Mulligan and alto player Paul Desmond Quartet from, I think it was, I'll check it out when I get down to that part of the show, but I think 56, 57, somewhere in there. Following that, alto player David Binney, always a great listen, and one of his latest albums is really, really very funky. Following that, pianist Vijay Iyer, and I'll end the program with as much as I can squeeze in from a brand new EP from the British trio Go-Go Penguin. There's the whole outline. Now let's get back up to the top, and I'll give you a little more detail as we go through the list. James Brandon Lewis is just very, very near the very top. Anything that he touches at this point is considered gold in the jazz world. This album called Transfiguration is actually the fourth album leading a quartet that at this point has Lewis on tenor, Arawan Ortiz on piano, Brad Jones on bass, and Chad Taylor on drums. This is just fabulous stuff. I mean, this man is totally on top of his musical skills here, and the album is really quite terrific. All the others can sort of pay attention to what's going on here. Here's James Brandon Lewis with two tracks from the album. The first one is the title track, Transfiguration. And the second one is called Trinity of Creative Self. Now, there's a title to ponder. Here is saxophonist James Brandon Lewis. Thank you.
Thank you.
James Brandon Lewis on saxophone there from his latest album called Transfiguration. And that's sort of almost a one way of defining the current jazz scene, the contemporary quartet that doesn't sound the same and uses different harmonies and approaches as one of the expanding different styles that occur in the modern jazz genre. I've mentioned many times, and you'll hear it again today throughout, it's a mug's game to try and define what really is jazz these days. One of the exciting things, if you are open to listening, is that the genre is just expanding in all sorts of terrific directions. But then it comes back to a sort of developmental change that sounds like it came from somewhere else and belongs there, and if I can put it that way. And James Brandon Lewis certainly falls into that category. Great stuff, and a fine, fine musician. And it's 10, how could it be 10? Oh, that's 10:20. I looked quickly and thought there was a 3. No, 10:20. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between now and 1 o'clock live. And if you miss it then, you can go to ckuw.ca and we archive our shows there. And you can hear this for the first time or again or whatever at your will. Moving on and coming back to Canada now, one of the great gifts to the Canadian jazz scene is alto player Christine Jensen. Half of the Jensen sister gift from to the Canadian jazz scene. And she has worked in large ensembles and a lot of composing, a lot of neat stuff. But her Day Moon album from last year, I think, fairly recently, has gone back to a quartet format that works really very well. Her longtime piano friend Steve Amaro, bassist Adrian Vidati, and drummer Jim Doxis. And the album is called Day Moon, and it is just another neat example of a slightly different but wonderful approach to the modern jazz quartet. Here's alto player Christine Jensen with three tracks. The first one is that old standby from the American Songbook, Here's That Rainy Day. And we've had a lot of those lately, for sure. And not so much the last couple of days, but when you get a heat dome, you're going to get some deluges from time to time. But we have had a lot of rain. We have a very close friend who has the most remarkable garden I have ever seen, domestic garden I have ever seen in my life. And he says he's never seen it look any better either. And it's because he has hardly had to water it himself at all. And one thing that the rain has done is just explode this beautiful garden into incredible, incredible condition. So here's that rainy day isn't always a bad thing, but there's going to be the start of this trio of songs, that old standby. Then a track called It's Either Wind Up or Wind Up. Take your pick. And then Balcony Rules. Here's Christine Jensen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Balcony Rules was the title of that last track. Christine Jensen from her album Dame Moon. And a neat quartet group there. I'm not sure what Balcony Rules are. I mean, I've got a few on my own, but they're really not that critical. Anyhow, that was a very fine album from a few months ago now with Christine Jensen. It's 10:40 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. My name is Keith Black. Well, moving now, if you listen regularly, you know that I'm a big fan of pianist Satoko Fuji. She is absolutely relentless and has apparent new releases like every few hours, it seems. She is prolific, incredibly creative. There's just no end to her creativity, and she moves through anything from solo piano through to large ensembles and everything in between. Her latest, this may be her latest release, one of the ones that has just come out, is a duet album with trumpeter Natsuki Tamura, who is in fact her life partner as well, and they've recorded together a fair amount. This is not a duet that doesn't know each other. It's really quite incredible. But I have to say that for the first time, I think, with a Fuji album, I know that Tamura is an experimental trumpeter, and he does a lot of sort of sounds through the trumpet that are not in most trumpet teachers' lexicography or whatever. The sounds are sort of, well, I won't use the word, but they blat and whatever. When I first listened to the first two or three tracks of this album, I said, I'm not going to play this. This is ugly. Fuji is playing beautiful piano, but the trumpet is just ugly, is the only word that I could come to mind. And I don't usually feel that way. I mean, I've heard him experiment before, but this seems to be just was over a line for me at any event. And I stayed with the album, and then it got to track four. Maybe even only track three, I'm not sure. Or four, I think it was, yeah. And suddenly, Tamura started playing trumpet that sounded like a trumpet instead of like someone with gastrointestinal issues. And I listened to it, and it was a really interesting duet between piano and the trumpet. So I'm now going to play two tracks from the album. I need to tell you, if you like this album and you want experimental noises, then be my guest. But you're not going to hear a lot of this album on this show simply because I just don't like it. But these tracks sort of make up for that. Okay, Satoko, you know, or Natsuki, I'm prepared to give you your experimental moments, but there still needs to be something grounded in something that sounds at least reasonably attractive. Anyhow, these do. Here's two tracks from the album, which is called Aloft, by the way. Lifting is the first one, and Migration is the second track. Here is pianist Satoko Fuji and trumpeter Natsuki Tamura.
Yeah.